This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending 7 September 2018. Well, I want to just go over a couple of things of the general market, and then we'll get into some specific articles. First of all, the United States stock market had a very strong August. Technology, consumer cyclicals, and healthcare were the leaders in August. And the uptrend is stretched, in my view, but still intact. There was a drop in the Canadian dollar, and that was at the end of August. As we moved into September, Twitter was leading the tech stocks lower, and the defensive stocks like consumer staples, utilities, and real estate investment trusts were attracting new money at that time, which is here recently. And Netflix was showing some weakness as well as Twitter. And finally, from the big picture perspective on U.S., consumer discretionary spider was the year's strongest sector so far. And that's kind of tongue-in-cheek. I mean, that's a fact. But what I'm saying here is that it may be overstating the sector's performance because there is not a lot of discretionary income for a lot of people in the United States. However, if you take the government's performance and their measurements, certainly things have looked rosy here of late on the unemployment front and that type of thing. If you dig a little deeper, as I've done with John Williams and shadowstats.com, you might get a slightly different you get a very different picture. However, the economy overall, I think, is improving somewhat, but not significantly as you would be led to believe by the mainstream financial press. On this Silver Eagle situation, the Mint has ceased producing Silver Eagles for a short time. And there's a story behind the story. So I did about a 10-minute webinar and went through basically what's going on. So there's not a silver shortage. There may be a premium that has gone up on Silver Eagles, and that's obvious because now there's more interest in that. And it may have some follow through. It may not. It's difficult to say at this time. So if you don't want to miss any of these free reports, the free webinars, and that type of thing, and you're not already on our free Morgan Report email list, we highly recommend you just go to themorganreport.com, put in a name, your email, primary email, preferably, and then you have to verify that it's a valid email, and that's called double opt-in. Once you're double opt-in, then you'll be on the list. We do make offers from time to time from coin dealers. Other newsletter writers like the Agora Group, Jim Rickards would be an example. From the Weiss Group, they both like our list, and they do make offers from time to time, but most of the time it will be something that we have given to our readership at the Morgan Report, on the free Morgan Report. And of course, there is the other version, which is the paid version, which I have featured here a little bit on this screen so far. If you are so inclined, you can have a further look on the website. So let me get right into the news. First article up is from Financial Sense, and I'm happy to do that. Jim and I have a long history. If you don't know who Jim is, he is the founder of financialsense.com and all that goes with it, which is too numerous to list. But this is global PMI shows synchronized slowdown underway. This is the PMI peaked at in December of last year, which is really stuff. It's the manufacturer of real stuff, which for the most part means real wealth. So even though, as I just said a moment ago, you're seeing really great numbers coming out of the federal government about unemployment and this type of thing, if you look at the reality here, what it shows is that through the developed economies, China, et cetera, globally, what you're looking at is a peak in December and a slowdown. So that's the reality, folks. And I do and have said quite a bit about the recession that I think will be here in the not too distant future. How soon, no one can predict exactly. Probably won't be official this year, but I believe it will be official sometime in 2019. So the reality is, no matter who's cheerleading what sector, the reality is that there is a global slowdown and we are headed toward a recession. Next up from Bloomberg, trade wars next salvo to hit U.S. shoppers harder than Chinese. Very interesting article. I can just highlight it very briefly here, but trade wars really do not do a lot of economic good for anyone, even though, and basically a top view, you might think it's making things more fair and that type of thing. And if they're doing it, we should do it, and on it goes. We've got bad trade deals and on, but really true free trade is the best way to do it. But there hasn't been real free trade in a very long time. There may be an exception here and there, a product or two, but basically everything is controlled, usually by a central authority, a federal government at some level, someplace. So on to the article, President Trump, the trade fight between the two world's economic titans is about to make dozens of household goods more expensive for U.S. shoppers, but thousands of miles away in China, consumers look set to escape much of the pain. President Trump said he's intending to pull the trigger on tariffs, targeting $200 billion of Chinese imports over a deadline. Once a deadline for public input closes Thursday, I'm doing this on Friday, such a move, his biggest salvo is the fight with China so far. It hits the heart of the American household, risking price increases for everyday items from refrigerators and freezers to cutlery and towels. Beijing has vowed to retaliate targets they have selected, and the fact that China's imports of U.S.-made goods are dwarfed by what it exports means the world's biggest consumer market will largely be shielded from the spat. I think that's far enough. So although it may sound good and make good rhetoric, it really is not going to be that favorable to U.S. consumers. Next article up is from TruthDig, Robert Reich. The next great crash is coming. And September 15th will mark the 10th anniversary of the collapse of Lehman Brothers, a near meltdown of Wall Street followed by the Great Recession. Hitting bottom in 2009, the economy has grown steadily. Yeah, perhaps. The stock market has soared, absolutely, and corporate profits have ballooned. Yes, and they've been buying back their own stocks, have given themselves big bonuses for doing basically nothing other than shrinking the shares outstanding, which makes it look better on a per share basis, profit-wise, and everything else. Onward and upward we go. Let's get to the heart of the article here because it's really important, and that is that we are getting dangerously close to basically a what he calls crisis. The debt level has been extremely high, and this is a problem for everybody. By the end of the quarter this year, household debt was at an all-time high of $13.2 trillion. Almost 80% of Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck. In a recent Federal Reserve survey, 40% of Americans say they wouldn't be able to pay their bills if they were faced with a $400 emergency. They've managed their debt. Interest rates have managed their debts because interest rates have remained low. But the days of low interest rates are coming to an end. Yes, and here I'll comment that I think that the Fed may have the ability to increase interest rates maybe two more times. That will remain to be determined. But I don't think it's going to go much beyond that. And then at the big high, which is very, very low rates historically, even if they raise them two more times, they won't have a lot of room to drop them once this recession hits. And my friends over at Money Metals Exchange, and I do an interview with them probably every quarter or so, posted this article today. I think this is really important for all gold and silver investors. Congressman introduced bill to end taxation of gold and silver out of Washington, D.C. The battle to end taxation of constitutional money has reached the federal level as U.S. Representative Alex Mooney today introduced sound money legislation to remove all federal income taxation from gold and silver coins and bullion. The Monetary Metals Tax Neutrality Act, backed by sound Money Defense League, Money Metals Exchange, and Free Market Activists, would clarify that the sale or exchange of precious metals, bullion, and coins are not to be included in capital gains, losses, or any other type of federal income taxation, calculation. So I think you should read this whole article. You can look it up. You can go to Money Metals Exchange and find the article, or, of course, you can just use a search engine and determine the article for yourself. It does definitely bear anyone that invests in the metals that are in the U.S., obviously, I think should have a look at this article. This is from Kitco News. Surge in silver demand leaves U.S. Mint with no Eagle silver bullion coins. Very impressive title. Yes, the Mint has stopped, and there's a reason for that. And this demand is probably not at this time that significant. Could it snowball and move significantly higher shortly? Possibly, certainly looking at the commitment of traders, it is a very interesting setup. And I just did an update on that for our members. But regardless, silver in the exchange, as I showed on the update I did for members, is significant. The amount of gold that's on the exchange is very, very small, paltry amount. So very different forces or dynamics between gold and silver at this point in time. And of course, the gold-silver ratio above 80 signals one of two things, and I just won't go into that right now. I've left that for our members, but I want to say a few more things about the silver market, and this came from Silver News. Over 1.5 billion ounces of silver is forecast to be consumed in crucial green technologies through 2030. Roughly, that's about 80 million ounces a year over the next 12 years, and of course, that's nothing to sneeze at. Something that was also in the news on silver was 3D printed surgical tools need no sterilization because the 3D printer has silver nanoparticles. So when they print out the scalpels and the they look like scissors. I don't know what the medical term is, but they're basically infused with silver, so they are sterile and they have the antimicrobial properties that silver holds. Another article is silver helps protect stealth cloak. There is a material that's being developed that basically fools infrared radar, which is very interesting. And there's a write-up about that. And the last thing I'd like to talk about is that the silver Krugerrands are minted for the first time. That's a bit of a misnomer. The first time in bulk was 2018. I actually bought a few here recently. But last year was actually the first run, and they were extremely expensive. I put it out on our free list. I think they're around $50 a coin. That'd be for a collector only. I got a lot of negative backlash on that, with people didn't understand how rare that event was. But nonetheless, they do exist. But the bulk of them are in 2018. And if you're so inclined, I'm not pushing it. I'm not a coin dealer. But it's making you aware of the fact that the Silver Krug is now available through the second year. And I think the last one is more significant in a way. And this is something that's very, very seldom talked about. But this is from the U.S. Navy. It is seeking silver zinc batteries for underwater vehicles. And that is a battery, obviously, for military purposes. And these type of batteries are actually used in the military, but it's hard to get a handle on how much silver is used in the military. I wish I had that number, but I've been trying for years to get it, and it's basically a secret that no one really seems to know, and no one seems to be able to determine. But this is something that is an extremely powerful, long-lasting, recyclable battery that, again, very few people talk about. So I'm going to leave it there. Remember to sign up on our Twitter feed at SilverGuru22, our YouTube channel, The Morgan Report. The main site is the best. Just go to themorganreport.com and sign up for the email. That way we'll just collect everything for you and ship it your way. The main bulk on the weekly or the podcast, which is both, is through the Free Morgan Report. And of course, you can either watch the video or listen to the podcast. I wish everyone a great weekend. I'll be back with you next week.
This is The Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.